broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. From Boots to Biz Radio, sharing helpful information and practical insight about the franchise industry for the military veteran entrepreneur. Now, here's your host, Bill Williams.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to From Boots to Biz Radio, where we are dedicated to promoting entrepreneurism, small business ownership to military veterans, military spouses, and first responders. So here we go again, Kevin, kicking off another week.
Here we go. I'm doing great. I actually have a piece of news I have to share. I read it the other day. It's so cool. So a 65-year-old Marine, Eugene Storley, was just at the bank, and this 6'6 guy came in, tried to rob the place. He disarmed him, and the guy didn't even leave with a dollar. So I thought that was cool. 65 years old. This other guy was 6'6" in his prime, and I just think that's great. So,
very good. You know, veteran. Well, yeah, I noticed you said 65-year-old Marine. You've learned that there is no such thing as an ex-Marine, right?
Exactly.
Once they're in, they're there forever, right?
I didn't make that mistake.
Very good. Very good. Well, today we've got great franchise to talk about at Citrus Solution, and I've got in the studio with me a good friend of several years, Mr. Paul Romanek, who is the – let me see if I get this right – the inventor, founder, and franchisor.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Modestly said,
yes.
Of Citrus Solution. And on the phone we have Stu Smith calling in from Brevard County, Florida. Did I pronounce it right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's correct, Brevard County, Florida.
And Stu is a friend of not quite as long, but a good buddy. And, you know, we've had lunch and talked a lot. So happy to have you on. And we'll talk about what you're doing down there here in just a second. So, but glad to have you both. So thanks for being here. So, Paul, let me bring you in and please tell us, you know, what is Citrus Solution Carpet Cleaning?
Well, I'll go back many years. I was 30, and I was trying to decide what I wanted to be when I grew up, and it wasn't carpet cleaner. And I decided what I really liked about those 10 years since I'd gotten out of the military was the lifestyle. And so I decided to crank up a business where I could have the lifestyle, and the business was less of an imposition on the quality of my life. So I created Citrus Solution. We have an incredible process. It's so effective. You can go to a website and look at what we call the motorcycle video and see the results of the process cleaning up burnt crankcase oil from a motorcycle that a kid put inside his unit and rebuilt.
His apartment. Yeah,
yes.
I watched that yesterday just so I'd get up to speed.
It's amazing, isn't it? We have people that call from over the country, and I'll say, well, you should go to a nearby location and check out the process. And they'll say, no, I watched the motorcycle video. Like, that's all they need to know. But we also have a pricing policy, a level of integrity that exceeds the industry standard. It's just a flat rate per room, no upsells. It's just a comfort for people not to have to negotiate their carpet cleaner back out the front door.
Yep.
Women really love this, and frankly, women are our target market. Only 4% of men or so schedule carpet cleaning jobs.
4%?
Yeah, not to say that we don't care, but, you know, I actually do say they're statistically irrelevant. But and then we have great customer service. One of the things that we do is we leave the client with a quart bottle of spot cleaner, and if they get their carpets cleaned once a year, we'll actually come back during that 12 months and refill the bottle for them. So we try to make it as simple a process to deal with us as possible with the goal of building a lifetime client base.
Yep. Well, and I think you do that, and I can speak as a customer, you know, as well. And you know, the orange smell or the citrus smell after—I mean, there's no soap; it's all, you know, solution.
Yep.
And you know, the house smells like citrus for a week afterwards.
Yep.
So it's great. So fantastic. And you're the founder. You grew it from 0 to 84 locations nationwide,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right now, is that right?
We just opened our 84th location in Louisville, Kentucky. He called to buy a company because his friend's business was up 73% year to date over last year.
So, as a friend that's a citrus owner,
they're in Statesboro, yes, okay. A Citrus Solution owner, and so he came pre-sold. It wasn't until I learned that he was a Marine that he learned he was getting a $10,000 discount in my dad's honor. So, it was a very emotional conversation, and it was an emotional week having him here in town training.
Absolutely, yeah. And I looked at his website or his Facebook page yesterday, and looks like he's off to a great start.
It's, you know, he had a beautiful job done on his vehicle, logoing it up, and about 12 hours after he was back in town, he booked his first job from the vehicle. So I've had to express to him that that's not typical. Don't expect that. You're not going to book one every day. But and he is so excited. They're both so excited. It's been a thrill to work with them. It turned out to be everything that I dreamed it would be, you know, to have that discipline, integrity, commitment, that trainability, you know. Veterans, it was just a fun week, and I have to say he was the best trained franchisee we've ever sent out of town.
I mean, in place of Stu?
Stu?
trainable?
It's hard to even say about Stu how great that is. When Stu first came to the table with all his experience in business consulting and stuff, and we decided to work together, my heart just started racing. It's just so exciting to have Stu on board.
Well, Stu, join us. Now you are a franchise owner down in Brevard County, but you're also working with Paul because you hold a role as the National Director of Veterans Franchise Opportunities for Citrus Solutions. So please tell us, why Citrus attracted you and your interest, and then tell us about the program, you know, for veterans, please.
Yeah, Bill, thanks very much. And Paul only hesitated to let you know that I'm actually untrainable. That's what that pause was right there. So we've got a trained veteran up in Louisville, Kentucky, and you got me down here. But let me tell you a little bit about why Paul and I got together to execute on his vision. We'd known each other several years and had been in an informal veterans group, and Paul knew of my veteran advocacy work and knew the type of consulting I do, and I consult with organizations on the development and execution of strategic plans. So customers, the listeners might know, would be folks like Chick-fil-A, the Centers for Disease Control, Broussard Communications there in Atlanta. And so as I built this business, one of the things that Paul approached me about was, you know, Stu, can we talk a little bit about my vision for veterans and my vision for my business? And of course, because we're vets and we like to help each other out, and that was the purpose of this meeting, we got together and this idea began to emerge about taking Paul's existing business from the way it was organized into a franchise and creating this opportunity for other veterans. And so I got so excited about it in the planning part of it that it became clear to me about what I needed to do. And so I purchased the franchise opportunities here in Brevard County and actually moved down here last year from Atlanta. And part of the reason for that move was to come down and start this business down here and model for veterans how they can become entrepreneurs. And then my personal vision is by the end of 2015 is to have 100 veterans in business with us, the majority of them probably in the state of Florida. So my role as the National Director of Veterans Opportunities is to do just that, is to bring my business planning and business acumen to the table to help Paul with this unbelievable process, and to bring those two things together to create opportunities for veterans.
Well, fantastic. Well, okay, so we've got carpet cleaning, you know, I mean, open the yellow pages, there's, you know, several hundred, right? So why is Citrus such an attractive business model for a veteran?
If you open the yellow pages, you won't find us. If you look for advertising, you really won't find us. The way we go about doing business is very quality of life oriented. We reach out to the public. In the marketing manual, it says integrate with the community and be more of a value than just the service you provide. So we go directly to the communities, leaders, directly to the organizations that support those communities, and we provide great benefit. We'll sponsor events, we'll do all kinds of great things to move the community forward, and then they just reach back and they move us forward. So in surveys that I've had out to my people, almost all their business comes from networking, and that keeps us from even getting compared to other carpet cleaners.
So networking and referral and that big orange guy on the side of the truck that people notice, right?
It's a great brand. It has created such an incredible brand here in the metro Atlanta area that I can't go anywhere where I don't get to hear about my great people. And it's fun because when you're in a network event and someone comes up and says, I've used your company, I don't have to run screaming from the room. I know I'm going to hear a great story about a great job that was done by a great person. And it's very reassuring for someone like myself who believes so much about, you know, moving these people forward in that manner, that yeah. they've all kind of gotten on board with the networking concept.
Well, and it works. I mean, you know, so nothing succeeds by, you know, an example. So
right.
That's fantastic. Well, Stu, come back in and now the name of the program about discounting for veterans is called When Johnny Comes Marching Home, which I know is named after Paul's dad, and to recognize service among other veterans. But tell us when Johnny Comes Marching Home about the discount for veterans.
Yeah, that's a really exciting. Well, it is the exciting part about this business that just keeps us getting up every day and contacting veterans and creating these opportunities. The irony of it is Paul's dad was named John, and my father-in-law is also named John, and my father-in-law served in World War II also. In fact, 4 continuous years in the Far East as a tank commander, only because he was born in Germany and wasn't allowed to fight the war in Europe. And so my father-in-law spent 4 continuous years without any significant leave, and then returned home and lived what was then a veteran's transition. If you think about mm-hmm. World War II kind of being the last, classic war from a military standpoint, where veterans had an opportunity to fly home or had an opportunity to come across the ocean in a boat.
Not a clear
and they
victory.
Were able to process yeah. what had just happened to them. And they came home to a support system of the American Legion or the Veterans of Foreign Wars or, their local rod and gun club or their church or family members who had served. And they were able to transition from that terrible experience of combat. And they were to have, they had people to the left and the right of them who had also served,
mm-hmm.
who understood what they had gone through. And they worked together to create the greatest nation on this earth. And since then, the way we fought our wars has changed. And so our veterans' experience has changed. So ever since, Vietnam and then through Panama and Somalia and the Gulf War and now the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, veterans come home and there aren't those support systems.
Right.
They're still there, the American Legion and the VFW and so on and so forth, but veterans are having a hard time connecting that way. And unfortunately, what we're seeing also is the quote-unquote programs that are available to veterans, and this is just speaking from my experience, so
mm-hmm.
please just take it from that, is my experience is the majority of the programs that are heralded as helping veterans, the majority of them either aren't as effective as they say they are, or they actually don't really work at all. There'll be Small Business Administration and others who'll tell you, oh, yes, we've got this Patriot loan program, and in 48 hours, you'll have your approval. Well, the truth of the matter is, in 48 hours, you'll have the Patriot Express approval, but then you still have to go find your own funding. And my personal experience, when I wanted to start my business as a veteran, is first of all, I was talking to a banker who wasn't a veteran.
Yep.
And I was talking to somebody that about 5 minutes into the conversation put his hand in my face, literally, and he said, let me stop you right there. There's no way I'm going to lend you any money. These banks really can't lend. They're not lending anymore. The government is writing the rules for lending. And so
yeah.
When Johnny Comes Marching Home is really the vision to help offset all those things. It's a place where veterans can work with other veterans. That's Paul and myself and many of our franchise owners. It's a place where they have the support that they need to get through the process, to understand what works and what doesn't in these systems. And eventually, when Johnny comes marching home, our vision is that it will provide some of the funding for veterans. So, for example, in my franchise, every month, a customer can decide which veteran-focused opportunity they would like to donate money to. And I'm not talking donate additional money out of their pockets. They can use 10% of what I charged to clean their home or their business. And all they have to do is tell me who they want to donate that money to, and I'll send the money I earned cleaning their home or business to that veteran opportunity. And when Johnny comes marching home, it's going to be one of those opportunities. So it's a program that is veterans helping veterans. It's real stuff. It's legitimate. Veterans can identify with other veterans. We're going to help each other out. And our vision is that veterans are ideally suited to entrepreneurship. So in a nutshell, that's what When Johnny Comes Marching Home is all about.
So a couple of things I want to make sure we pick on there. But so what I just heard you say is that 10% of your revenue gets donated back to a veteran oriented nonprofit or to Johnny Johnny Comes Marching Home program.
What I'm going to do for customers is each month I'm going to highlight a specific opportunity. So When Johnny Comes Marching Home will obviously be one of those.
Okay.
But in my community, there's an organization called AVET. And AVET is an organization that is supporting active duty soldiers by sending them care packages, by making sure that they have what they need when they deploy. Tomorrow, I'm going to go to a junior enlisted appreciation lunch at Patrick Air Force Base, and AVET is the biggest sponsor of that. So my customers can then donate money in their name to AVET here in the Brevard County community. So in addition to doing business with us, they can also support programs that help veterans.
Great. And when you say junior enlisted, you mean E1s to E4, I would think, right?
Yeah, actually, and this picnic is E5 to E1.
So E5 to E1.
These are mostly airmen, but we have some Marines and some soldiers and some Navy personnel who will be there. And we're going to have a big picnic from 11 to 4 at Patrick Air Force Base, and they're just going to show up. It's completely free for them. And I went out and solicited donations, and we've got tons of money coming in, and AVET's a big part of that, and people in Brevard County would like to do that. And then 1 month I'll highlight the Brevard Veterans Center, and if somebody wants to donate 10% in their name.
Ah, okay. So you kind of point them.
Each month, one of those organizations here locally will be highlighted on my Facebook page, so that my customers know that this month we're supporting this activity, and next month we'll support that activity, and so on and so forth.
Great. And Paul wants to talk about Gold Star families.
And well, yes, Stu's got a special program just for Gold Star families. Tell them about that, Stu.
We probably need to make sure that everybody knows what Gold Star means, Gold Star family. So take us from there, if you will.
Yeah, Gold Star families is to recognize those, and Gold Star moms in particular, is to recognize those families who have lost a loved one, lost a son or a daughter in combat.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great organization, and they are tireless in their support of those families. It started, you know, way back in World War I, where after returning from combat, George Seibold and his wife decided to get together and help folks, help the families who had lost.
Right.
And Lieutenant Seibold was killed in action. And then President Wilson then suggested that you create this idea of a Gold Star mother. And how I got involved in it was I listened to one of the Gold Star mothers speak about the loss of her son, who was a Medal of Honor winner. And I decided that if you are a Gold Star family member and you're a Gold Star mother, that you've given enough, and I'll come and clean your home for free.
Wow. Okay. There you go. Well done. Well done. Well, now, do you want to add on to that?
Well, I'd just like to say at this point that you are a good host and you are a good friend. And you once said to me, you love the way I get emotional when I talk about my father. So I appreciate you throwing the "When Johnny Comes Marching Home" question to Stu. And I'm sure that was strategic.
Well, I saw you messed it up over there. So, but to both of you, we've asked this question before, but what are the qualities that you find in a veteran, you know, that make them such a great business owner, small business owner?
Well, for me,
aside from you and me, Paul.
Yes, that's right. For me, just last week, what I saw in this young man was just a level of commitment, discipline, self-control, and of total focus on the effort at hand. And then the work ethic was just phenomenal, you know. So he's everything I could have wished for, and I hope he sets an example for our vets going forward.
I'm sure he will. You want anything you want to add, Stu? I see you waving at the camera. So, wait a minute.
I appreciate Paul's words, and I think about the guys I served with. Mike Rose and I went to basic training together. Mike was from Baltimore, Maryland, and we were in the area called the reception center. And so the first task we had to do was get up in the morning and make our bed. And so I quickly put the hospital corners on my bed, and it was all squared away, and I was standing there, and I was watching Mike struggle. And I said, can I help you? And he goes, yeah, I've never done this before. And I said, well, easy. It's just like making your bed at home, except for you're going to do these hospital corners. Let me show you how to do that.
And then he said, I've never made a bed at home.
I've never slept in a bed.
Oh, wow.
So Mike and I became good friends, and he now owns one of the largest landscaping companies in the state of Florida. So if you can go from being a kid who never had an opportunity to sleep in a bed, to running a business, those are the qualities that we're looking for.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, I think Mike is one of those examples of the kind of people that we look for to come into business with us. And many vets, it's the same way. I mean, our unemployment rate for vets is double what it is for their civilian counterparts. There are 92,000 soldier, airmen, Marines, and Navy personnel who are going to leave the service in the next 2 years.
Oh, yeah, more than that.
What are they going to do? Right? What are they going to do? And they come out with self-discipline, with a willingness to serve, with integrity, with knowing how to work effectively on a team, and having a never-quit attitude. And many of them, like Mike, went into the service with nothing and have left as a 24 or 26-year-old, let's say a soldier,
mature,
who maybe has experienced combat. And they go to work for somebody, and the unemployment or the turnover rate for their first job is above 70% right now. And part of the reason is we take this 24, 26-year-old young man or young woman who's had grave responsibilities for the last 3 to 8 years, has been overseas multiple times, and we tell them to, sit over there in that cubicle or at that desk and sit down and shut up and listen to what we have to say. And they can't adjust to that. So this opportunity is an opportunity for them to take their skills, what they've learned, the things that they've overcome, and to have pride in owning their own business. It allows them, like Paul mentioned when we started, to have the flexibility for quality of life. And for many, especially combat veterans, what we're finding is that they need time. They need time to process. They need time to seek the assistance of the VA, whether it's a physical or a mental challenge that they're overcoming. They need to be able to set their own schedule. They need to be able to be in charge. They need to be in charge of their own destiny. So this is why the military community is ideally suited for this franchise.
Well, I know what I learned from the Army while I was in. And I, on my LinkedIn profile, it says, while I'm sure I learned something using up my VA benefits at college, I'm sure I learned a lot more earning them.
Yes.
So, I live that every day. I'm always amazed at what comes back to me when I'm leading people, moving people forward. Mm-hmm. A lot of it goes all the way back to reception, booth,
reception
and everything that followed. So
words that haunt.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, we you know, touched on it earlier, but just briefly, tell us about the training program. I mean, you know, you spray a little bit on the carpet and then clean it and then out your door. So, tell us what a week's worth of training is like for your new owners.
What we always say, learning about Citrus Solution and learning how to run a successful Citrus Solution is 25% aptitude and 75% attitude. So we send them out with the best people we have. They've typically all been involved in almost every training we've ever done, and some of them have bought in 20, 30 companies themselves, and they go out with those people, and they train for 5 days. The first day, half of it is talking about the ideology behind Citrus Solution because it's not typical. Mm-hmm. The ideology is an appeal to the best of human nature and instead of a cynical preparation for the worst, and it works. Then they go out, and they're meeting with me during that whole time period to discuss what they're learning, what they any questions they have, and then on the last day, on Friday, they go out again, and then Friday afternoon, we load them up with their equipment, and then we take them to dinner with all the people who trained them.
Wow.
And they just scour their brains for everything they can possibly learn. And, you know, in order to have the nerve to start a business, a franchise, you have to put your fear on hold. And yep. I always say, then once you pull the trigger, you let it come rushing back in and put you out there to meet and greet people, do things you never thought you had it in you to do, like this radio show.
Yep. That's right.
And it's just inspiring to see these people grow into their own during that week and see how much they can absorb and how much of the ideology they take away with them. Because I believe in what I do. I believe in the way I treat the community. I'm rewarded by the way the community treats me. And it happens locally. It happens nationally. I have never paid for an advertisement for Citrus Solution. These are all people who were referred to me, and that means a lot to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it means a lot to new owners that what they're getting into is not going to require yellow pages and things like that. So
right.
where you have to invest a lot of money with some questionable return, that's not what you're about.
My first phone conversation with them is to see how at ease they are with me on the phone, because that will kind of determine how easy at ease they're going to be with the community and their ability to move their company forward. And it's fun. So in my case, my community efforts are around things that mean a lot to me, my vets, my pets, and children. and that's really what I focus on in the community involvement. But everyone can choose, how they choose to integrate with that community and be more of a value. Stu and I are on the same page, mm-hmm. But somebody may have some other organization they want to benefit, and we can do that.
Okay. Well, I asked a question earlier, you open the yellow pages and, 1,000 different carpet cleaners come out. So tell us, if you will, both of you, please, how do you break in? How do you get your first client or first week's worth of clients, and not your guy in Louisville just put his logo on the truck and got a job, but what's it like getting started?
Well, our primary market is upper middle income residential, and they always have things going on, movie nights, all types of activities in that community, and then you can just reach out and support that. Mm-hmm. We hand out sample bottles of our product because our product really speaks for itself. So we hand out these little sample bottles, and now we've handed out hundreds of thousands of them. And we hand those bottles out. We call it the world's best business card. And people go home and they try it. They realize those spots, those stains, they can come up, and then they move forward with us. Real estate professionals love us because we not only clean the carpet well, we protect their professional reputation. With the honesty and pricing, they never have to call up a client and say, "You told me it was going to be $100 less than what they charged me." They always know what they're going to charge, and they're always charged that amount. And then the customer service is just through the roof. So people like clerical office space, it means a lot to them that we're going to work around their schedule, come in, and turn that area over very quickly. And then we also leave sample bottles for everybody that works in the building. So we don't leave a stone unturned.
So you go out to a real estate office, and you try and get their attention and leave samples, or do you hold a breakfast for them? You take a box of donuts in?
Realtors have something called the Tuesdays, where they let the realtor get over that weekend work and Monday's activity, and then on Tuesday they have regular meetings, and we can sponsor those. Stu, didn't you just have a great experience with a really well-connected realtor?
Yeah, and I think these are the examples that you're looking for, Bill. So, you know, I connected with my community through the Chamber of Commerce because that's what I wanted to be a part of, mm-hmm. and also through Rotary, and mm-hmm. I'm a longtime Rotarian. And so it's a matter of just going in and telling your story and getting connected. So long story short, I connected with a woman who was a realtor, and I stopped by her office, and I left her the spray bottle. And I said, you know, Sue, every now and then you're going to get into a home where you didn't expect something to be in the carpet, and you've got somebody maybe down in the car that you're getting ready to bring up to look at it, and you want to get it to look right. And so I said, keep this bottle with you. And that's all I did, and I left her. And so Sue ran into that situation where she was getting ready to go, you know, bring some customers into a home, and there was a spot in the carpet. She cleaned it up real quick, and it worked. She called me, and she said, oh, my goodness, it worked. And that was it. That was the end of that conversation. Then she got on this blog that these realtors have, and she blogged about it. She said, hey, look, I met this guy. He's got this citrus-based cleaning process. It works. Love it. You know, check him out. And that's all she did. So then last night, a woman who's up in Titusville, she gave me a call, and she said, hey, I really need your help. I'm getting ready for a big event, and kind of at the last moment, I saw this blog. Can you come up and help me? And I was going up to Titusville anyway to see my grandkids, and I said, sure, I can come by and help you. So it started out with 3 rooms and a hallway. It ended up being 6 rooms, a hallway, and a set of stairs. So I was there late into the evening, and just about when I was getting ready to go, about 7:30 or so, she sheepishly looked at me and said, you know, Stu, she said, this has been awesome. And when folks come over, they're going to go outside and be by the pool. I know you want to get home, but can you help me with the indoor-outdoor carpet by my pool? And I said, Claudine, sure I can. You know, what's it going to take? It's another 40 minutes out of my day, big deal. But she's getting ready for this event. She wants her family and her friends to walk into that house and just be wowed by the way it looks. And you can't walk away from that. So I unloaded all my equipment because I had already loaded up. I was ready to go. And I unloaded all my equipment, and I did that carpet. And her words when she left, or she got to the sliding glass door, is she looked at me, and she has a very wonderful, thick French accent. And she looked at me, and she goes, oui. You've done a miracle. And I said, no, buddy, it's not a miracle. It's just the solution. And it works. And so, you know, I left with at 8 o'clock or so, a little late for my grandkids, but with a customer who this weekend, with a lot of pride, is going to invite people into her home and spread the word.
Yep.
And that's how it works.
So
after he was done, I guess maybe the next day his daughter realized who he'd cleaned and told him that was the most connected realtor in the whole north side of the county. So Stu has invested in his future by doing the right thing all the time.
Yep, and doing a great job. And you know, so you never know what's going to happen when you run into people like that. I mean, you don't know, you know what the payoff is going to be. So most of your people, owner-operators, is that the way they start? Or
Most people get into it, and they think they're going to have multiple crews, and they're just going to go for it. But then some of them, because of our hourly income can be so high, most of them start to realize, especially veterans and so on, they start to realize they've been putting their life on hold a lot for mm-hmm. their career. And then all of a sudden, that quality of life rears its ugly head, and all of a sudden it looks very good to control your own schedule and then become a one-man operator. And it's profitable enough that you can do that and still have a great career, but still have that time, you know, to do the things that are important. For me, it's over 2 decades of having breakfast with my wife out in a restaurant every morning. Mm-hmm. It's what's important to me. It's our time together. It's what's gotten us through this whole process of creating this opportunity and making it available to veterans. Otherwise, she'd probably shoot me in my sleep. So it's the quality of life aspect of it can take someone from multiple crews aspirations to have multiple crews down to just being a one-man operation, at least for some period of time, because it's such a decompression.
Yep.
For veterans, what we want for veterans is they've done nothing but put their lives on hold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have no idea where they're going next. If they have families, they can't control how much time they spend with their families. So for them, when they get in this business, we want them to take advantage of that opportunity for quality of life and decompress. They've earned it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and we got, I'm going to use Stu as an example. Here's a guy who, a big-time consultant, you know, to big-time companies, you know, Chick-fil-A, CDC, et cetera. So white shirt and tie, leading strategic planning sessions. And at 8, 9 o'clock at night, he's using a scrubber to clean an indoor-outdoor carpet, you know, in Titusville, Florida.
Yep. Right.
Picture that.
Yep.
Yeah, I was telling Paul another story, Bill, where I'm still helping select clients and while I'm making this transition. And I was up in Nashville, Tennessee on Tuesday, and I was working with this executive group, the CEO and all the C-suite folks, and they were really struggling with something. And I was able to facilitate them to a point where they had a breakthrough, right? And they really overcame some obstacles that otherwise they wouldn't be able to do. And so we're in this conference room, and that's the big deal. And we go out to dinner together, and of course they're a highly profitable company, and the hors d'oeuvres and the wine flowed and all that good kind of stuff. And I jumped on an airplane, and I came home, and first thing Wednesday morning, I had a carpet to clean. And so it was for a woman who owns a wonderful restaurant here in Brevard County called Cafe Coconut Cove, one of best kept secrets. Her family started in the restaurant business in 1900. She has a beautiful little restaurant down in South Malvern Beach. And first thing Wednesday, she's talking to me about, you know, can you help me with this high traffic area with all these greasy footprints? And nobody's been able to help me, and I helped her out. Those are just two examples of the same type of satisfaction you get with helping people, whether it's a group of executives break through, you know, some problems that they've been facing, or whether you're helping somebody whose family has been in the restaurant business for centuries, and she just wants her customers to walk in and go, wow, this is nice. It's, you know, I had a great experience. The place was clean, and I loved the food, and so on and so forth. So, you know, part of the quality of life for me, too, was as in my consulting work, you know, I could be gone from home for, you know, 15 to 20, 25 weeks a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being on an airplane flying from here to Nashville or Chicago is not as glamorous as people think.
The glamour of travel,
yeah. I had a point in my life where I want to spend some time with my grandchildren. And although I delayed it a little bit last night, after a job this morning, we spent 2 hours in the pool, and I've got a job this afternoon. So I'm able to create my own schedule and live the lifestyle that I want that includes a lot of family time.
Excellent. So you just described a day in the life.
Yeah,
a little bit of work, a little bit of play.
Yeah, but the point is that regardless of what you did in the service,
yep,
or what you've done before, if you have a willingness to serve others, which most veterans do, I mean, they've served this country, they've served their fellow soldier, and that's instilled in them. And if you have that ability to serve others, you will be highly successful in this business, and you'll be able to figure out how you're going to connect with your community, what you're going to support, how you're going to break into the community. And the program that Paul has put together is so counterintuitive. And when I described it in a business plan, and I took it to somebody to look at the business plan, you know, their first reaction is, this will never work. And I say, well, it's worked 83 times.
Yeah.
Now 84 times.
I love
it. We've only had two of our companies that have faltered just a little bit, and we built them back up. So we've got the process that works. We've got the support system, and it is counterintuitive. You know, people look at you and go, "Where are your hoses? Where's your water tank?
Yeah.
You know, why don't you have all this stuff?" And I said, "Well, because this works better."
Keep it simple.
When it comes to marketing, I had someone from Idaho Falls ask me, would this work in Idaho Falls? And I said, I don't know. Do you have human beings? And he said, yes. I said, then it will work. You know, it's an appeal to the best of human nature. As cynical as we want to be,
yeah,
it still works. And you know, as much as we hear all the negatives, This is just a positive response to a positive effort on behalf of our clients. So.
That's fantastic.
Bill, if I could, let me give you one more example of
Please.
How the community responds. So I was at a chamber event, and I met a wonderful man. His name is Lou Colombo, and him and his wife, Julie, have an organization called I Love My Island, which is just focused on the Merritt Island area. And Lou briefly heard me say, talk about Citrus Solution. Cleans better, dries faster, stays clean longer, and smells great. And so Lou was intrigued, and he called me up, and he said, Stu, you know, I'd like to talk to you. So I met with him, and he told me about his vision, which is to promote Merritt Island, because it's not an incorporated city, and, you know, people on that island want to do business with people on the island, so on and so forth. So Lou and I started talking, and Lou said, you know what, Stu, I'll promote your business, but I'm going to do it for half the price that I do for all other businesses because of what you're trying to accomplish. And if you'll trade me to clean my home, then that's how we're going to strike this deal. So here's this businessman in business to make money, willing to trade me my sweat equity based on this story about veterans and to promote my business on his I Love My Island website. So we struck that deal. I went to his house, and I cleaned the carpets. And first of all, Julie was so appreciative of how it turned out. And Lou kept his promise. So on the 15th of this month, I'll be promoted on his webpage. And that's how it works, is you go and you tell your story, you prove to people that your business works, and they love it. And they'll do anything for you. They'll bend over backwards to help you succeed because they see what kind of business this is.
That I Love My Island, by the way, has 6,200 and some followers that use that media to get news on who to use to do various products and services.
That'll keep you busy.
Yeah.
That'll keep you busy. So, well, I want to, you know, this broadcast goes out on the internet, and then it's out on LinkedIn and all that. But one of my favorite success stories that I use in my workshops is this fellow down in Corpus Christi who 5 years ago now?
About
5 years ago, Steve Fouts came out of the Navy, and he read an article that I had written in a newspaper that got published into the transition offices. I think it's Civilian Job News or something like that. I forget the exact title. And he called me, and he said, "Gee, I like what you said about franchises, and I think I want to move up to Dallas, and I want to open a sandwich shop in the DFW airport." And he did. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And I said, "Well, you know, first of all, you know, let me reach through the phone and slap you silly, because you know, number one, that's going to cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars, and the rent itself by itself is going to be outrageous." I said, "What are you really trying to do?" You know, and you know, turns out he's a single dad. Right. And, you know, was retiring, and, you know, he's been a success story down in he's what the name is Coastal Bend is what
yeah,
he calls
Coastal
it.
Bend is what he calls it.
Yeah.
Instead of having a food service, you know, 12 hour or more day a job, what he has is a 16-year-old daughter that has all of his concern as a single dad. And he wants to be there when he gets off the bus. She gets off the bus. There's a bunch of reasons to want to be there when a 16-year-old gets off the bus. And I once was talking to Steve, and I said, "Well, how'd you do last year?" And he told me, and I said, "Well, do you want to take a phone appointment, and we can talk about building your company?" He said, "My daughter's 14. I'm going to be there every day when she gets off the bus until she turns 18 and goes to college." And so he put his company on hold, and I am so proud of him. He's the epitome of a quality of life. What's important? I always tell people the only thing that's important is family, friends, and community. Money's only important if you haven't figured out how to make it.
Right.
We figured out how to make it, and we figured out how to focus people on that quality of life so that we can keep them forever. You know, we want them to have a quality of life that will make them really appreciative of Citrus Solution and the clients that afford them that quality of life.
Well, I wanted to make sure we talked about Steve because I do talk about him in my workshops, and you know, and I said, you know, here's a great business, you know, profitable, you know, marketing. You can be owner operator. You can grow it. You can keep it the size you want. And, oh, by the way, you know, but you know, and the people raise their hands. Yeah, that's what we're looking for. And I said, okay, you want to be in a carpet cleaning business? No. I said, well, guess what? Yeah, we just talked about it. Yeah.
I have pieces out there, marketing material, that says I was not 5 years old sitting on my daddy's lap and said I wanted to be a carpet cleaner. What I was 30 years old. I was had made my money in construction and realized with the ups and downs it was a negative industry to be involved in. I decided there was more homes out there to maintain than there were to build. And at that point, I looked at all the service industries. I found carpet cleaning, in my opinion, to be old, antiquated processes and too little integrity and terrible customer service. And so in the most part, except for a couple franchises, that's what exists out there. And so I decided to go into carpet cleaning. My parents were distraught. You know, they were waiting to hear doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. You know, they were distraught that I would take my skills and get in the carpet cleaning business. But what I'd learned at the age of 30 was I enjoyed my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to preserve. I wanted a business where that wouldn't take away from my quality of life. And now we've afforded other people that same opportunity. And thanks for Steve Fouts, because he's the epitome of it. When he said he was going to be there when his kid got off the bus until she goes there to college, he's my man. You know, I love that.
I wanted to make sure we talked about him because, like I say, he's one of my favorite examples. So, well, what we've been jawing at each other for a good part of the hour here. So what haven't we talked about that we want to stress out there to veterans and military spouses? And I think women veteran entrepreneurs, you know, ought to look really hard at Citrus Solutions.
The women that I've had in business have been very confirming for me, because we always say we get to help them make men money.
Yeah.
Because they don't get to make men money typically. Towards that end, we have one machine and it weighs 93 pounds. And I couldn't figure out – there was no other equipment to replace it that weighed less. We needed that weight. We needed everything, you know, that was involved in that machine. And so I invented a two-part machine to replace that one piece that weighed 93 pounds. We now have two pieces. And I put those in the hands of women. And the first woman who used it came running up to me at the end of the day and said, I don't need men anymore, which I may put on the packaging. But it was – for me – the reason for the invention was to handle a problem that women faced in my industry, that I figured out a way to fix that problem and allow women to make men money. So that was very important to me. I enjoyed that process and otherwise would never have invented a two-part buffer.
Well, I think another thing, for women who have an entrepreneurial interest, I mean, you know, not to be sound sexist, but women relate to other women, you know, men – you know, we go our own way among men. There's none of this relate stuff, you know.
We're a totally woman-oriented business. We have a gentleman up in the Nashville area who has never hired a man once to clean carpet. All he hires is women. And they have this great relationship with their client base, and that means a ton.
Yeah.
You know, that goes a long, long way.
That I didn't know that. That's a great – I like that. I like that story. Good. Well, again, like, you know, what have we not covered that we want to be? We want to, you know, give them some indication about the cost of entry or the investment. You know, but what haven't we covered that we want to make sure, you know, both Stu and you, Paul, want to point out?
I think for me is that like anything that you try in life with great reward, it takes risk. And I was actually talking to a group of eight guys and gals out at Patrick Air Force Base. They were going through the CAP program, and they mm-hmm. thought they wanted to become entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I shared with them. I said, listen, if you want to go into business on your own, you've got to recognize that no reward comes without risk. So be willing to sacrifice and to put in the time that's needed in order to do what it is that you want to do. And we talked about all the things that they wanted to do. And so we also talked about the reality, because I've started my second business now, right? I talked about the reality of when I started my first business, the consulting business. I had everything on the line. I had my home on the line. I had all my savings at risk and all that stuff, and I was working 60, 70 hours a week just to make a go at it, right? Just to
mm-hmm.
make it a sustainable go at it. With the franchise and with Citrus Solution, there's a process. There's a process for success. Paul and I talk about veterans being able to take their economy with them. So if they leave the service in San Diego and they want to stay in San Diego, they can open up their franchise there. If they left the service in Fort Benning, Georgia, but they want to go back to Minot, North Dakota, because that's where they that's where they're from, they can take that with them. But this, it's not risk-free, but the risks have been identified by Paul, and the way to overcome those risks have been identified, and they're documented. And you've got this wonderful support system. And like Paul said, you know, quality of life is defined by each person. So quality of life for one person may be like me and helping vets. Quality of life for another person may be helping their church or whatever the case may be. So for us, I think we've minimized the risk as much as we can, minimized the barriers to entry. We have a process that works, and we want people to be successful. So we're as invested in them as they are in us. So I think those are the important messages I want to make sure are heard in closing, is if you want to get into a business that's built from the ground up, that works, and there's a process for success, and you can create your own economy wherever you are in the United States, and especially if you're a veteran, come join us.
Stu, was that the event where the retired general asked you why you do what you do?
Yeah, I had a... And unfortunately, like Paul, I sometimes succumb to emotions when I'm describing things. And there was a retiring general in the audience of these veterans who was becoming an entrepreneur. And he said, Stu, you know, you tell us a story, and you've had all this success consulting, and now you're a carpet cleaner? And so he looked at me quizzically, and his shoulders were shrugged, and he kind of summarized the statements I make. He goes, I got one question for you. I said, yes, sir, what is it? He goes, why? Why would you do that? And I just had to stop for a second. I said, I want you to look around. There's 8 reasons why I'm doing this, and it's the people in this room.
Yep.
And I went on to explain to him that veterans help veterans.
Yep.
Right? We help each other when we're in the service. We should help each other after the service. And the reason I'm doing this is it affords me the quality of life and the ability to do what I want to do. And what I want to do is use my skills to put veterans in business and have them be immensely successful.
That, well, exactly. I mean, that's a great sentiment, and I think that wraps up, you know, what we do here from Boots to Biz.
Yeah, that's all I have to say is wow.
Yeah, yeah. You blew me away. I had a question, I lost it.
Well, I'm blown away. So, you know, I enjoyed this so much. I can't tell you to hear Stu, you know, talk about the things that I believe in and he believes in. You know, even when I hear it, it just sounds so great.
Yeah. Well, and we want to go back and you know, you touched on risk, Stu, but you know, people coming out of the military, they're used to, you know, that paycheck shows up, you know. Every month, in the corporate world, you know, there's a false security of that regular paycheck because, you know, you mentioned earlier 70% turnover of veterans in their first job, so there's a lot of risk in taking a job, you know, and the average employment tenure in the United States is 2.8 years, so you know, where's the risk? You've got to educate yourself. You got to gather all the information and choose the best path for you and your family. And that may be through owning, having your own business versus going to work for somebody else, you know.
Sure.
And Citrus would be a great, you know, would be a great choice for people just because of this tall guy in a ponytail across the table from
me. That's
right. That it does all these good things for people. And we haven't told people that you know, part of the Johnny Comes Marching Home program, number one, it's a $10,000 discount for veterans, right, to buy into Citrus. Okay, so that money can go right back into the business, makes your cost of entry less.
Yep,
and you're able to do it and get started quickly. And you have a goal to give away a franchise shortly. Is that correct?
I've worked with my wife since 1983, side by side. I've survived that. You know, I would have taken me out a long time ago. But we had an opportunity to buy back a very lucrative area here in Atlanta. It's referred to as Duluth, Sugarloaf, Lilburn. And we came out of pocket to buy that area back. And we're giving it away to a returning terror era veteran. And to be truthful, right now with giving discount and all that stuff, it's a financial situation. As soon as I have the money and the organization support with a community organization over there, mm-hmm. We're going to give that area away to a returning terror era veteran. We're going to do it in my dad's honor. And just real quick, my dad's been my hero since I was 5. I'm going to try and get through this.
Yeah.
he was a medic for the engineers at Normandy. At the end of his service in World War II, like Stu says, from beginning to end, mm-hmm. Eisenhower put my dad and 6 other heroes on his plane and flew him back to America with them. And my dad's been my hero ever since. If you go to When Johnny Comes Marching Home on Facebook, you'll see this photo of my dad, and actually all 7 of them look like movie stars, and it's just an impressive photo. And everything I do with When Johnny Comes Marching Home and my veterans is in my dad's honor, and it's a huge privilege for me to be able to do that.
Well, thank you for that. You know, there's many of us that are second-generation veterans, and you know, our parents were in World War II, so thank you for doing that. So
it's my honor.
Well, thanks. We'll close our program with by repeating our usual standard that you know, we're here to promote veteran entrepreneurship. And we're advocates of that. We believe in the veteranpreneur, a vetrapreneur. I got it right, I think, right, Kevin?
That's correct.
And, you know, whatever we can do to encourage people to look at the path to business ownership and small business and veterans helping veterans by hiring other veterans, we want to do. That's why we're here at From Boots to Biz Radio. So my name is Bill Williams. I've been your host. And, you know, until next time, carry on.